We're here today at the 2017 Commodity Classic in San Antonio. The sorghum general session has just wrapped up, and we've grabbed Kent Martin from Carmen, Oklahoma. He is a checkoff board member and sorghum producer in Oklahoma. Kent, let's start off. This is the first time we've actually met. Give me just a little background about yourself. Tell me, you know, about your operation, where you're from, and all that.
Okay, I live in Carmen, Oklahoma, and farm in woods, alfalfa, and major counties in Oklahoma. I have a background from OSU and K-State. I worked for K-State as a professor of crops and soils up until 2011 when I moved back to the farm. So I've been farming a variety of crops, including grain, sorghum, wheat, canola, rye, cowpeas, mung bean, some soybeans, as well as running a cow-calf operation. So we work those two hand-in-hand very much together. I do this with the family, with my mother and grandmother, as well as my wife and two kids, and also operate a consulting business where I work with farmers, legal advisors, and research people across North America.
And so just recently you were telling me that you actually came on to the board at the checkoff. When did that happen?
Yes, that happened in December was actually the first meeting. So Oklahoma received an at-large position, and that was because of production levels that increased in Oklahoma. So we've been increasing our acreage and our production over the last few years. And so we surpassed Nebraska this last year and received that at-large position. So I was able to take part in that position this last year.
So Oklahoma is really seeing a surge in the number of producers going towards sorghum. Is that a trend you think that is going to continue?
I think it will. What we notice about sorghum is that it fits very well with our environment and with the moisture availability that we have, in especially in the western part of Oklahoma, but certainly realistic to grow it over a large number of acres in eastern Oklahoma as well. We've seen an increase in acres over the last few years, but then we had a sugarcane aphid pest problem in the last couple of years that has really slowed that growth and maybe to some extent decreased acres last year, and probably will decrease some this year. I think the main thing that has moved acres to grain sorghum production is that it's a very low-risk crop. It's one that even in moisture-limiting environments, in high heat conditions, it still yields. It yields very well, and especially with the improved practices that we've taken over the last several years, the crop can really do a lot better than we historically would have given it credit for. And so I think all those factors combined has allowed it to come into Oklahoma and take over some acreage where some other crops might be a little higher risk and maybe a greater probability of crop failure in those areas.
And that was actually a topic that you discussed today during the general session. Did you get, good feedback from that, you think, up there on stage? Did people seem to respond to your ideas?
I think so. I think really sorghum has really hung its hat on the idea of a risk-minimizing crop, what we've called a water-sipping crop. It's one that has really gained a lot of popularity because of that, which was a lot of the discussion. Now, there's certainly things that we would all like to change, and in today's farming environment, we see that crop prices across the board are really an issue. So one of the things that we talked about today that I think is very important is that our profitability is simply bushels times price. And with grain sorghum, the offset for that is that I can grow greater number of bushels than I can of any other crop on my farm. So when we look at comparing it to our traditional farming methods, I think it gives us a great opportunity to make more in a low-price environment with a crop that is fairly low risk. Now, there's one thing that I would throw in there, and that is that we didn't cover today, where in my specific area, crop insurance tea yields are relatively low. And so, in general, we can exceed the guarantees by crop insurance. And so I think what that is a testament to what this crop can do and the progress it has made over the years. We think about Oklahoma sorghum production and we go back decades and we think about what our grandparents did with sorghum production. And we certainly have a completely different environment for production than what we did back then. And our yields are drastically higher than they ever were in those days.
And so talking about risk management, obviously you mentioned this a little bit, the aphids, the sugarcane aphids that have started out liking sugarcane and now they've developed a taste for sorghum, it seems like, and that's a problem that's encroaching on a lot of the southern states, including Oklahoma. The Checkoff has invested a lot of money into research on how to protect crops from the aphid.
Yes, there have been some very focused efforts at trying to understand this pest and also understand how to control it and how to manage it. And so one of the things that the sorghum industry has done is gathered people together across multiple states and multiple regions to really understand how to manage this as a larger area. So this is, of course, a pest that we see moving up from the south every year. And I say every year, it's actually been the last 3 years that it's been a major issue for us. So the point with it is that through the focused efforts that we have made, we understand more about the biology and the movement of the pest. We also understand that we can control the pest, and we understand more the factors about how we apply products and when we apply products, when those thresholds are, to really know how to target this pest and how to do a good job with it. And I think those things are key. I know when we have a pest problem that we can't control, it gets us very concerned. So with one that we can control, then it becomes a question of, is it economic to control? And in certain situations, we have problems that are more extreme than we could have ever imagined. In others, for instance, last year, I had several fields that I never applied pesticide on to control the sugarcane aphid. So it's certainly one that I think we need to budget in some dollars per acre to help control that pest if we're growing grain sorghum. But it's not one that I think should shut down our sorghum production.
Yeah, so you're actually giving a talk next week. Tell me about that. What's going on there?
So we have the Oklahoma No-Till Conference next week, the 7th and 8th in Shawnee. And so I'm speaking about grazing sorghum stalks. So one of the things that the old jokes of Oklahomans is that if you introduce a new crop, the first question an Oklahoman will ask is, can you graze it? And a lot of people, at least in my area, don't graze sorghum stalks, but there is certainly a value placed on that. The matching the nutrient demands and the feedstuff needs for the livestock is very beneficial. It has saved me not only on input costs for livestock in terms of feed and hay, but it's also reserved some biomass in pastures for other times of the year. And so it allows me to spread cattle out and to actually increase stocking rates on some properties and run more cattle. And even though cattle is not as lucrative as it was about a year or two years ago, it certainly adds to the profitability of the farm in today's commodity prices.
So here at Commodity Classic, y'all just got done with your general session. What do you hope as a board member on the Checkoff? What message do you want to send to producers that are here at the show and then those at home keeping up with what we're sending out?
Well, I think that the main point, and so we're here at the Commodity Classic where a lot of information is being passed out to producers. People are here to learn, to understand what's going on with their commodities and their industry. And I think the biggest point that I would say is there's a lot of sources for information out there. And for those producers in Oklahoma who haven't tried growing grain sorghum, or any other crop for that matter, I think this is a time where we need to look at our options. We need to see what crops fit on our fields. We need to see what are the characteristics of those crops and understand the growing conditions and the environments that they work in, and to do our homework. Because I think that as we challenge the farm profitability, understanding those factors is what's going to make things work for us in the future. It's becoming very competitive, and it's becoming very difficult to make things work in the farm. And without that, I think we're going back to the old method of let's do what we've always done and hope it works. And although that has proven to work in the past, I think we're entering times where it's simply not. And so things like this, Commodity Classic, the Oklahoma No-Till Conference, your local extension, any of the websites with the checkoff organizations for your commodities, those are all great sources of information.